City Council meeting for Tuesday, September 2nd, 25 is called order. Pastor Jared Jones will give our invocation from Central Church in Orange Beach, followed by our Pledge of Allegiance.
Let's pray. Father, we thank you again for a wonderful summer. Thank you again for the protection you provided. Thank you for all the memories that were made in this place, Lord. We thank you for the blessings you pour out. We ask today that you continue to pour out your wisdom upon these who are called to serve, that you continue to lead and to guide. Lord, that in all things, you would get the glory in the end. Thank you for the families and those that live here, and we do just continue, Lord, for continue to pray for your hedge and shield of protection around us. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Call roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
Here.
Councilmember Johnson?
Here.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Here.
Councilmember Blaylock?
Here.
Councilmember Boyd?
Here.
Mayor Kennan?
Here. All right. Hope y'all forgive my fashion faux pas. I'm trying to finish a house and I'm way behind, so. Consideration of previous minutes for regular council meeting and committee of the whole, 8/5/25.
Go ahead, Jeff.
I'm sorry, considering the agenda.
Move to approve the agenda as written.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Consideration of previous minutes from the regular council meeting committee of the whole, 8/5/25. No objections. Reading of the minutes will be waived. Any corrections to the minutes? No corrections. Minutes stand approved as written. Announcements? When's Freedom Fest, Mark?
September 20th and 21st.
Okay. 3 weeks. Freedom Fest, 3 weeks.
Is there a home game this week?
Yeah, Mako's are 2-0.
Playing Bayside.
Playing Bayside.
Friday night.
This Friday night?
Here. Yes.
And we've got so many events at that high school right now. All those kids. Very busy.
Lots
times.
Of volleyball going
Lots
on.
Lots of volleyball.
Yes. Yes.
Middle school, high school. It's awesome. Good times.
Anyone else? Okay, auditing of accounts.
Move to certify the cash requirements with no related interests are within the budget and appropriate for payment.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Move to certify the cash requirements with related interest in Swift Supply are within the budget and appropriate for payment.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Yo, is this yours?
Tara.
Tara? Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yes, was it?
Tara McMeans. Yeah. Hey, welcome.
Thank you, Tara.
I have the best paid assistant ever. Yo works for hugs. Thank you, Yo. My name is Tara McMeans, and every year I like to come and address the council. We have a program called EPIC, which stands for Entrepreneur Program Impacting Communities. We started it 3 years ago as a joint collaboration between the Coastal Alabama Business Chamber and the South Baldwin Chamber Foundation. We serve students in 7th through 12th grade in all of South Baldwin County, and we have some Orange Beach students as well as others in the program. Sadie, who I wish could be here today, it's her brother's birthday, so they're going out for dinner, but she is probably one of your youngest business owners. She's 13 years old. She started her business last year through EPIC. So we're about to get started, get kicked off. We're excited. We wanted to let you know that it's going great. And just kind of let you know that if any of you all ever want to sit in, get involved, if you know anyone in the community who might want to become a business mentor to these students or a sponsor with as little as $50, we had the most students ever apply for the program this year, so we're really excited how it's growing. Sorry, I'm a little bit nervous, but we're all just really excited. We wanted to present that to you and just let you know what's going on in your community. We meet once a month at Coastal College in Gulf Shores. We have the students, the mentors, and the sponsors that are all invited to these meetings, as well as our committee members. And we also have an online curriculum, and it's hosted through the online education system through Coastal Alabama Community College. So we've got a great business program. and just wanted to let you guys know about it. Yo has been involved from the beginning and gives her time and her energy and her knowledge to help these students and is a great asset. Is there anything that you would like to add?
I just want to make sure that everyone understands that we have Cake Day, K through six, and then when they get to seventh grade, they go into Epic. So we have entrepreneurship for K through 12 already established and covering all of our students, homeschool as well as public school. So I just want you to see the overall vision that we are made up of small businesses. Our entire economy is based on small businesses, and we are teaching our children how to make a profit and be successful as small business entrepreneurs in our city. So Tara gives up her time exponentially and always has. She has a special place in her heart for entrepreneurs of all sizes and ages. And so it is a great time for us to work together and provide a holistic approach for our students and our children. So we thank you for your support and allowing us to be here.
And just real quick for those of you in the audience and those who might be streaming on Facebook, for those in the audience, I left a couple of those sheets that we passed out to the council in the lobby. And also for those of you online, if you want more information on the program and how you can get involved, go to sbchamberfoundation.org, which is the South Baldwin Chamber Foundation's website. And then there's a tab for student programs, and you'll click on EPIC, and it'll let you know how to sign up to be a mentor, or if you want to pledge $50 or more tax-deductible donation to help these students start their businesses. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
How many are in EPIC now?
So we had the most students apply this year. We had 25 people apply. Wow. We do have a cap at 20 students, and so through scheduling, some of those students might not be able to participate. For example, I know for a fact that two of the students that applied, they have band on Tuesday nights, and so they can't do it, which, you know, we want them to be able to participate when we have our meetings. So I think we'll end up probably with somewhere between, you know, maybe around 15 to 20 in that range. So we're excited.
Turnout.
We're really excited. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Any
more questions?
Tara.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you, Yo.
Okay, I think Ms. Renee has a proclamation.
Yeah, and I don't believe anybody with the Laura Crandall Brown Foundation is here to receive this, but they send a request, and this is an annual proclamation that we do every year, just that everybody know that September 2025 is Gynecologic Cancer Awareness Month, and to please raise awareness.
Thank you.
Thank you, Renee.
Thank you, Renee. Okay, moving to new business under miscellaneous, consider a business license application submitted by Sure Thing Golf Carts.
Move to issue the business license for Sure Thing Golf Carts, LLC.
Second.
Discussion. Forward.
Fort Hanley City Administrator, I'm going to pass to Jamie Logan.
So, pursuant to our city ordinance, section 50-702, the current ordinance states that licenses for the rental of recreational vehicles be only granted to businesses in operation prior to the enacting date of the ordinance. So, while it is clear from our ordinance that the finance department has no authority to issue this license, the applicant is requesting to appeal that. The process for appealing is that it first be denied by the council. So the council has the option to either deny the license, in which case the applicant can appeal, or if you'd like to grant the license, we would thereafter need to amend our ordinance to allow more golf cart rental companies.
Thank you.
Thank you for it.
You're welcome. I did a really good job on that one.
Just lobbed it right over there, didn't you?
Any questions? All right.
No questions.
All in favor? Any opposed?
Nay.
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 Abstain? Okay, motion is denied. Moving to resolution. Resolution authorizing the purchase of a truck.
And everybody's okay with the hearing being set for September 16th, 2025.
September what now?
The next council meeting.
That's the one you'll be at.
I will not be here.
We heard your name.
That's right. That's right.
It's unclear.
I'm not sure why. It's still mine. I just abstained. Resolution authorizing the purchase of a tractor for Sportsplex, $63,903.06.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Second.
Second. Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution accepting proposal from Byers and Associate for auditing services.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution reappointing Vince McCoy, Chris Six, to the Fire Code Board of Appeals.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing execution of professional services agreement with J.F. Morris, Performance LLC, Theater Performance Direction, Guys and Dolls.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing execution of an installation and maintenance agreement with the Alabama Department of Transportation for public safety sensors on highway right-of-way.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing the City of Orange Beach to join the State of Alabama and other local governments as a participant in the opioid settlements against a secondary manufacturer.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing the execution of an agency affiliation agreement, Alabama Fire College, provide learning opportunities for EMS students.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Public hearing for ordinance amending ordinance number 172, the zoning ordinance, the Wharf Landing Villas PUD. Take it away, Griffin.
Yeah, this is a request for preliminary and final PUD approval. This is from on the Margaritaville Resort relating to it, particularly on Lot 3, which, as you see on the map, is at the end. This is a request for preliminary and final PUD approval to rezone Lot 3 from general business to PUD for a gated single-family residential subdivision with 12 lots. Plan Commission considered this at their meeting last month, gave it a favorable recommendation on 7-0 vote. Got our next slide. This is just some site pictures showing the areas of the location. There indicates where this Lot 3 or this villa subdivision will be located. If we go to our next slide, this is another aerial map showing the location, and then we'll go to our next slide. This is just overall Margaritaville Resort map, just showing you the different districts that will be in the resort, and what we're talking about today will be the Villas District. If we go to our next slide, this is the proposed master plan showing the layout of the 12 lots. You'll have the Margaritaville right-of-way will be extended into Lot 3. We go to our next slide, and this is just a conceptual colored rendering of the development. And if we go to our next slide, this is just subdivision plat showing the layout of the lots. Our next slide, these are house elevations. There were about six house models that they presented, and we go to our next slide. That's plans 3 and 4. Next slide. Lot area, this Lot 3 is 6.65 acres, of which 2.82 of it will be uplands, and then 3.83 are wetland areas. They indicate they meet 6 of the 12 PUD design standards. There will be 12 lots in this subdivision, residential lots. The average lot size is 18,800 square feet. Then the lot range will be between 12,100 square feet and to 25,300 square feet. The average lot width is 50 feet. If you see in the red, that sort of is a deviation from the general business zoning, which is current. The density proposed is 1.8 units per acre. That's gross, And then when you sort of take the wetlands out, it's 4.26 units per acre. Proposed building setbacks, it would be a front setback of 20 feet, the rear setback is 30 feet, and then sides proposed at 5 feet. The building height, proposed buildings would be 3 to 4 stories in height. The number of bedrooms that you have in the units would be 3 to 6. There'll be 6 parking spaces that'll be provided on each lot. 2 will be garage spaces, and then 4 will be in the driveway or surface parking spaces. 24% of this planned unit development will be a common area, and then 37% of the site will be landscaped. Next slide. This just presents you as you're showing the information on the proposed housing types. Again, we're talking about 3 to 4 story houses, 3 to 6 bedrooms. Next slide. This deviation is from the zoning and subdivision regulations, and this is, as you compare it under general business zoning, which is current, the lot area is less than the average. Lots are going to be, you know, less than 20,000 square feet if you subdivide it under general business, and then your lot width, 50-foot lots, if you did this under general business, it would have to be 100-foot wide lots. Front setback, they're asking for a reduction from 30 to 20, and then the side setbacks, a reduction from 10 to 5. With the roadway, as I said, Margaritaville right-of-way will be extended into this. They're asking for that right-of-way be reduced from 60 to 50 feet. If we go to our next slide. Just additional comments. This will be a gated subdivision, be private from the resort, but it will be accessible for emergency vehicles and so forth. The POA, or Property Owners Association, that will be a subsidiary of the overall master association for the resort. Sidewalks within the subdivision will connect to the sidewalks that are in the resort to have that connectivity. And the right-of-way and proposed houses will comply with the 15-foot setback from the wetlands. Right now, we do have a moratorium on that, and this will be constructed in the single phase. Our next slide, we'll go to the by-right plan that was provided. This was a townhome development under general business. It shows 5 buildings, 24 total units, 3 bedroom units, the total density at 3.6, net density 8.5. And this, you know, of course, why it's being proposed now is less than what you see on the screen under a by right plan. Our next slide, I believe that's the staff conditions. It's just doing the covenants, restrictions, POA, Property Owners Association documents. That will be provided at the time that they submit for final plat. And if you have any questions.
Thank you. Appreciate it, Griffin.
Griffin, are these villas, are they going to be rentals?
I believe so. We'll have
Ursel
here. Okay.
Good evening. Ursel Godwin, Sawgrass Consulting. Jason Alley's here as well. But these units will be part of the overall resort. And so they will be sold, but they will be for rental too. It's just providing a little bit more of an upscale product from the condo or the villas, or I mean bungalows, town, you know, things like that. So just a third type of residential product there.
Ursel, quick question. Ma'am. Is this time sensitive? Do you need a vote tonight?
Well, we're supposed to go to Planning Commission next week for preliminary plat approval so we can start road construction.
Okay. I don't have a problem with it. I just thought there's been so much going on that people probably haven't had a chance to.
I understand.
I haven't gotten any comments is what, and I usually get comments.
Gotcha.
I'm just wondering if we delayed it to the next meeting for people to have comment time, but if this is time sensitive, then that's different.
Thank you for pulling up that shot right there. I don't have a problem with the side setbacks on this unique district because it's a standalone district itself.
Right.
And with the wetlands that you're conserving, which is huge with me and the runoff, let's pull back to the north, stay out of the wetlands as much as possible. I appreciate that. So I know we've always talked about go from 10-foot setbacks to 5-foot setbacks, but this is a unique district here. So
it looks like they're staggered a little.
Right, each of the houses kind of, the fronts change, and they'll stagger around and moved, and, you know, as we showed, we tried to make sure that all houses, because, you know, one house we show on lot two may move to lot seven, or depending on who the buyer is and how all that kind of stuff goes, but we want to make sure each lot could park enough that if the largest house got built on that lot, we would have parking available and be able to set the house back and, you know, all of those kind of things.
And it's not going to be a traditional neighborhood that would require the standard.
Correct.
It's not traditional.
That's right.
Thank you.
And we do provide a secondary access that goes into the big parking lot for emergency vehicles and all of that kind of stuff, should, heaven forbid, that ever be needed.
Any more questions?
I have no more questions, Mayor.
Okay, it is a public hearing.
Thank you.
So we'll open the floor up. Any comments or questions? Okay, if not, the public hearing is closed. Moving to ordinances. First reading, ordinance amending ordinance number 172, the zoning ordinance, the Wharf Landing Villas PUD.
Move for unanimous consent to suspend the rules to allow for immediate consideration of this ordinance.
Second.
Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
Yes.
Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Yes.
Councilmember Blaylock?
Yes.
Councilmember Boyd?
Yes.
Mayor Kenan?
Yes.
Move to adopt.
Second.
Any further discussion? Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
Yes.
Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Yes.
Councilmember Blaylock?
Yes.
Councilmember Boyd?
Yes.
Mayor Kenan?
Yes. Okay. Thank you, Urshel. Appreciate it. Absolutely. Okay, first reading, ordinance amending Chapter 50, Article 5, Division 3, Code of Ordinance, City of Orange Beach, levy a local excise tax and require business licenses for the sale of consumable vape products in the corporate limits, police jurisdiction of the City of Orange Beach. So this is a little bit, yeah, please, 40. Unless you need to delegate it.
No, I think I'll take this one. Ford Hanley, City Administrator. This is very simple. This is, the state is doing this. And so basically, the reason why we are creating the ordinance is so that the tax that is collected is not based on our population. So if we don't do anything, the tax is still going to be there. It's going to go to the state, and then we'll get it based on our population. And as we know, we lose every time that happens.
Yeah. They do it with Amazon.
That's correct. we'll fight that fight too eventually. So,
well, we just want to make it clear, this is not a tax levied by the City of Orange Beach. It's the decision that we make to make the most out of a tax levied by the state of Alabama. Fair enough?
Sure. I mean, it's a it is a tax, but the state is enacting it, and we are just making sure that we get our fair share of it and not base it on our population.
Yes. Is that not what I just said?
I'm just an accountant.
I'm confused. You said it better than me. So.
All right.
Thank you.
Anyway, my whole point of that was it's just not a tax levied by this council.
That's right.
That was my point. So forgive me if I misstated. I apologize. All right. Entertain a motion for unanimous consent.
Move from unanimous consent to suspend the rules to allow for immediate consideration of the ordinance.
Second.
Call roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
Yes.
Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Yes.
Councilmember Blaylock?
Yes.
Councilmember Boyd?
Yes.
Mayor Kenan?
Yes.
Move to approve.
Second.
Discussion? Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
Yes.
Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Yes.
Councilmember Blaylock?
Yes.
Councilmember Boyd?
Yes.
Mayor Kenan?
Yes. Entertain a motion to adjourn and go to Committee of the Whole.
So moved. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right, we are adjourned, and I'm calling the Committee of the Whole meeting to order Tuesday, September 2nd, 2025. Please call the roll.
Councilmember Silvers?
Here.
Councilmember Johnson?
Here.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Here.
Councilmember Blaylock?
Here.
Councilmember Boyd?
Here.
Mayor Kenan?
Yeah, here. Considering previous minutes from the regular council meeting, Committee of the Whole, 8/19/25. Move forward for review. Unfinished business resolution awarding the bid for construction of a new fire training center. Resolution accepting a proposal for Civic Center Design Services. Any questions on either of those?
Ford, one more time. Let's talk about that Civic Design Services.
Yes.
Because I'm really excited about this next project.
Yes, so I think we, I believe we had 11 different proposals. Is that correct? And so we've got a group that's internally reviewing those, and we'll have a, you know, something for you by the next time.
Sounds good.
Awesome. How many?
11.
11. That's awesome.
And how many?
Exciting.
How many are bidding on the your project? Well, that's good.
Yeah, we haven't opened bids yet. So
no, we haven't opened bids.
Yeah,
but
there were we had a full had a room for the pre bid meeting. Yeah, but yeah, I can't
room
remember.
Full. Good.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Hopefully, it brings some costs down.
Unfinished business resolutions. Resolution award the bid for construction of the new. Okay.
No.
New business miscellaneous.
Christmas.
Discuss Christmas,
Christmas
lighting. My favorite.
Christmas lighting.
Let's discuss it.
Yes. So the question is going to be, what facilities do you guys want lighted this year? We used Joy to the World last year. That's the one where we bought supplies, and then they do provide the labor just to help out our public works, who gets overloaded doing the banners and the pole mounts and already. So this year we did do already a full replacement of pole mounts and banners because they were catching on fire last year and they just can't be refurbished anymore. They've lasted over 10 years, the pole mounts, so hopefully we'll get a similar amount of time out of ours this time. But again, this one is just for the light up of the facilities, the labor. So last year we did the Orange Beach Middle High School, the fire station number 3, which is the new fire station, the Performing Arts Center, and then the little row of palm trees. And that cost us $24,650, which is the same price for this year. And then if you want to add, I think some people that he said, Matt Pugh had said he had gotten additional inquiries about the new athletic complex and the senior center and the library, but I don't have that cost yet, but obviously that'd be more.
I would really like to do the library and the senior center myself.
Because it's on this end.
Can you vote there together?
You can't have too many Christmas lights.
Okay. Okay.
Keep it up, Joy.
Do you have like a maximum dollar amount that I can move forward with before?
Let me be the Grinch.
Oh.
We're spending a lot of money on replacement lights this year, $300,000. But again, we're replacing everything. So we understand if we didn't want to add any more, but if we want to at least explore what it would cost for the library and the senior citizen, then I think that's something we can do.
The reason for me that that's justifiable is because we do want to be a Christmas decoration destination. And the lit parkway with palm trees leads right to the senior center and the library. So I would like to see us consider that.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't, maybe I missed it, but
I'm sorry, ma'am. You'll have to state your name and address, please.
727276 East Beach Boulevard, a citizen of Orange Beach for over 20 years. Last year, we somebody.
No, I believe the garden club did that, didn't you? You guys did the
garlands.
We did
some of it. The city did some of it. Joy to the World did some of that. And I would be happy to get involved in what that.
That's right. Maybe, was that an additional add-on last year?
It was new last year.
Okay.
But the lights were Joy to the World, and that was a donation to us.
Okay.
So the light center being replaced that you were talking about, Mayor, are we going with the same exact?
No,
something
a little bit heavier,
okay,
and a little bit more garland. So, would you agree something that can be seen better in the daytime?
Okay. The quote right now I have is just for what we had last year.
Same designs.
Oh, I'm sorry. Pole mounts, you're asking?
Yeah, pole mounts.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, pole mounts are different designs. The pole mounts. We have double bells and a candy cane and a Bethlehem?
The stars.
And one more thing.
Is there a ship's wheel?
No, there's not. We did not do that. It's very traditional.
But they were more garland oriented, I think.
Oh, Christmas tree.
You could see them better in the daytime.
Yeah, and then the banner designs are new as well.
But with more color.
Ms. Johnson, thank you so much for pointing that out, Ms. Johnson, yes. Of 27 years. I appreciate that. Is it 30?
Yeah, 30.
Yeah. So what I'll do is I'll get an updated quote with the museum and the senior center and library added to it, and then I'll bring that back.
Thank you.
Thank you, Renee.
Yes.
I don't think the athletic complex is something we need to spend money on this year.
Yeah.
So if that's so agreeable with y'all. All right, you got all that? Mm-hmm. Resolution approving the appointment of Farah and Wang Berger. Where are these folks from?
These are
special counsel.
Like Louisiana to me. Montague.
Represent Montauk. The city of Orange Beach in the prosecution of legal claims against producers of shale oil and their co-conspirators.
They're from D.C.
Jamie.
This is to join a class action lawsuit for antitrust lawsuit over the conspiracy to reduce the supply of crude oil. So, in essence, us and many other cities paid too much for our gasoline. It's the bottom line. And there's a couple of lawsuits already pending, I believe Baltimore, San Francisco, a few others in federal court in New Mexico, and we would be joining that.
Okay.
Yeah, I wish you hadn't said those two cities, because I don't want to join nothing with them.
For real.
I hate this type of litigation personally, but at the same time, if fraud was committed, our fiduciary responsibility is to protect the taxpayers who paid for the fuel for the city to use. So I don't know how, in my opinion, we would not join to see if there was fraud committed and we were cheated without it going before a judge and jury. So philosophically, that's a difficult one for me, but I do think we have that responsibility to see if we were cheated. That's just my thoughts.
Okay.
Any other thoughts on that?
There's no cost
on that. So other cities are using the same firm?
Sorry?
Or other cities are using the same firm?
Yes, they actually came to us and multiple other cities through the International Municipal Lawyers Association. So they've endorsed them, and they are representing a lot of cities. Yes. And it's a contingency case, so we wouldn't pay any expenses, mm-hmm. and that would be taken out of a settlement if we won.
And just for grins and giggles, where is Farah and Wang and Berger Montauk out of?
They are in New York? I believe.
I knew it.
It's getting worse.
If it makes it better, I actually met with him in Auburn where his daughter is, though. So, you know.
Good. Who are they actually suing?
Let me give you the names. Hang on.
Shell Oil. Is it Shell
Producers
oil?
Of Shale Oil.
The producers,
so.
It is.
Trouble is, for me, I don't know if this is a shakedown or if this is legitimate. I don't, you know.
I don't either.
Are we in good company? Or are other cities chiming in?
Well, they already mentioned Baltimore.
And San Francisco.
And San Francisco and New York.
That's so nearby to us.
Yeah,
they didn't mention Criolla or Saraland. So.
They did?
We would be the first Alabama city.
I don't know.
Maybe we should think about that. Well, this is only a committee of the whole. We don't have to decide today.
Any comments on that? Anybody?
Y'all must be hungry. Want this meeting over with quick so you can get home for dinner.
Quiet crowd tonight.
I wouldn't comment on it either, so I don't blame
for
you.
For real.
All right. Resolution authorizing purchase of furniture for the Parks and Recs office.
Where is this furniture going?
Yeah.
I know that. I'm messing with $47,978.60.
Is this at Contorno Park?
Thank you, Nicole.
Resolution authorizing the execution of a law enforcement data access agreement with Biometrica Systems for the Police Department. Resolution authorizing the execution of a maintenance agreement with IPS Power Systems Citywide Generator Maintenance. Ordinance amending Chapter 30, Article 10, Isles of Perdido, the Code of Ordinances for the City of Orange Beach, Alabama, to modify references to Walker and Ireland to align with updated geographical information. Y'all already been briefed on that? Okay. This is nothing but GPS coordinates and, okay. All right. Mr.
I'm back. wanted to give just an update kind of where we are financially now that we've made it through Labor Day. First off, want to give a hats off and credit to all the city employees that got us through another amazing summer. So, I mean, between you talk about Public Works, Coastal Resources, Police, Fire, Sewer, I mean, all of our departments, Park and Rec, just to have the summer that we had and the amount of people. I think when you go back and you look at the famous Hartley Index and you see our sewer flows, that's our true indication of how many people were here, and we had in a record summer too. And so, again, as we went and drove around out of town this weekend, it really makes you appreciate how clean and safe everything is here in Orange Beach, and that's a credit to all the employees that are here that take the message from you guys. So just highlights real quick. What I have here is basically just an overview of where we sit at 8-1. So we have $124 million in the bank right now, which continues to have our hurricane reserve, our investments, and our restricted cash. And what I mean by restricted cash is the amount of money we would need right now to pay off the rest of the budget for this year and all the capital projects. Where I see that us coming in at year end is right around $108 million, which is a little bit less than last year, to the tune of about $8 million. But when the two anomalies from last year was the payment from ALDOT on the bridge settlement, and then we got $4 million from FEMA dating back to Hurricane Sally, and we're still in the process of closing that out. Our general fund expenses, and that includes our debt and everything that we do to fund the school, is up just slightly. But one of the big things that we're looking at from a health insurance standpoint is our coverage of our GLPs. That's something that we're gonna have to talk about in the next budget cycle and get y'all's input on that. But overall, you know, I think we're gonna have about $22.3 million going into our surplus, which again, those goes back into the capital projects. And y'all done a great job of giving us a bunch of projects that we've been able to give back to the citizens. We had almost $43 million of capital projects in 2024, and I think we're going to be a little bit less than the $48 million. But when you look at that number, we've been able to accomplish a lot of amazing things, which include the athletic complex, the Veterans Memorial, library, senior center renovations. Obviously, the Contorno Park, which is going to be just something absolutely beautiful and unique. Nicole will not allow me to go out there until it's fully completed. But I talked to Mr. Contorno about 2 weeks ago, and you know, when we get to go do the ribbon cutting out there,
yes,
and for y'all to be able to have preserved that spot for Orange Beach, I think it's really special. And then just some other exciting things that we have either in progress or are still coming up. Obviously, the sidewalk project, which is behind schedule a little bit, but we know I'm on Chris, and we're working very hard to make sure that we get all that completed by year end, and appreciate everybody's patience there. We've got my favorite, the Sea Turtle facility is up, and we're hopefully going to have power to that here by the end of this week or next week, and we'll hit that going. And then we've got the Civic Center, which we touched on earlier. Pickleball, fire training center, and then we're still working on our safe room, which is obviously, we're not going to talk about, you know, those things that come out there in the Gulf, but that is a very important project that we hope to have in the near future. So With that, I'll be happy to answer any questions. Lastly, I will point out that even with all the capital projects that we're doing this year, I still expect us to be over $110 million in the bank. And so, again, that goes back to good budgeting by the departments and managing their budgets, and just a good job by everybody overall. So, any questions? Thank you.
Awesome financial report.
Yes, thank you, Forward.
Chris, I do have a question. I talked to you a couple weeks ago about Dr. Brown's concerns, the vet, which I know we're having other issues along William Silvers, but did you get a chance to go visit with him? And
I did. We discussed it at the staff meeting.
You did?
Okay. They did send a message out to the students.
Yep.
For the school, either that day or the next day, and I'm not sure if he's still having that problem. Okay. I've been trying to get
some signage maybe. You know, as they do the approach to the bridge, the new wooden bridge is open. I know we've got cones trying to stop folks, but our residents just don't care. They just like to move things out of the way and continue on. But it's a concern, not just what the one lady who sent us a memo up William Silvers into the entrance, but that whole vet clinic corner, people turning around in the vet clinic and just whipping out.
And possibly. The school did send that out.
Okay. All right. All right. Well, I'll follow up with him. Okay.
Mayor, just one more thing. You've probably been riding down Perdido Beach Boulevard or Canal. You see these green poles that are going up. Those are Verizon Wireless, and they are going up to help us add to our capacity as far as eliminating drop calls and being able to take the enclave of how many pieces of technology comes into our city at July 4th, at Labor Day, and everybody is bringing down some kind of a piece of technology. And so the small cells is going to help us alleviate drop calls, but also you will have enough capacity on your internet or your phones to be able to do the things you need to do. So we've got probably about 7 or 8 that are done. Not all of them have been connected yet, but there's, but anyway, that is the reason. We're trying to get the drop calls for the mayor to be go down to 0.
Put one in my front yard. It ain't working so far.
And
did they get rid of that black one?
Yeah. Yes.
And stuck out like a sore thumb. Well, thank you, Jerry. I appreciate the work on that. Anybody else? Anybody got anything like to say? Add, take away? All right. Entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? We are adjourned.